Greetings. What is up, friends? Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity and skin issues like psoriasis and eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is always a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed on a divine basis to heal and renew itself moment to moment. And while some folks may say that's a miracle, this healing, renewing, regenerating system is just the way the body works. It's business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we want to hear from you on The Bright Side. Our number is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. If you have questions about the longevity products, formulations, nutritional supplements, if you want to get someone you love off their medications, off their prescriptions, and get them on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here to help you out. 855-660-4261. If you have a success story you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 855-660-4261 is your number. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products you hear us talk about, including my personal favorite, the BTT, Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder, you add to water and drink, you can head over to brightsideben.com, take a peek at our shopping cart. We have all the longevity products that you hear us talk about on the program and recommended on the program at brightsideben.com. Take a look at the shopping cart. You can also click on the Join the Team link and make some money selling longevity products and join the Brightside Ben team. Help me spread the word about the importance and the power of a good nutritional supplement program. You can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. All right, thanks so much once again for joining us for another Bright Side episode. We're talking about the electrical nature of the body, electrical nature of supplements, the electrical nature of health, the electrical nature of wellness, keeping in mind that in the final analysis, health is an energy phenomena. If we're sick, if we're run down, if we're degenerating, we are energetically poor. And in the human body, energy means electricity. Energy is synonymous with electricity. If we're sick, we're not feeling as well as we should. If we're dealing with degenerative disease, we are electrically poor. Sickness is electrical poverty. And health is electrical abundance. Depression, fatigue, circulatory problems, poor wound healing, heart disease, cancer, blood pressure issues are all potentially manifestations of shortages, deficiencies, dearths in electrical energy. Under conditions of electrical energy, cells, which are little electrical storage systems, cells are little batteries with a plus side and a minus side, with a positive charge and a negative charge. Under conditions of deficiencies in electrical energies and electrical energy, cells will begin to lose their electrical charges. They'll begin to take on fluids. They'll begin to take on water. They'll begin to get soggy. Literally, I'm not kidding you, folks. Cells will begin to get soggy as their energy drops. A soggy cell is a sick cell, and a soggy cell is a cell that can't do its work. It's a soggy muscle cell, you're going to call it fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue, perhaps. If it's a soggy nerve cell or a soggy brain cell, you're going to have some kind of palsy or a movement disorder, maybe tics or restless leg syndrome or Parkinson's disease. If it's a soggy cardiac cell or a blood vessel cell, you're ultimately going to be calling that heart disease. But it all is based on the same idea. Cells run out of energy, they take on water, they begin to get soggy, they begin to lose their functionality. Over time, when cells become soggy enough, they'll actually explode. They'll actually spew their contents into tissues and fluids. And once that happens, inflammation escalates, cell energetics further decline, and you get this vicious cycle, this vicious downward cycle of breakdown and degeneration, and it all starts with shortages in electrical energy. This is so important because what I'm describing here, folks, is the disease process, how disease begins. This is the chronology of the degenerative disease process. This is how the breakdown occurs. And if we're going to reverse degeneration, which is possible, it's possible to reverse degenerative disease, but if we're going to do it, we have to understand how the process occurs. Not understanding how this process occurs, not understanding the relationship between the breakdown in cell energy as the root of the disease process, this lack of understanding is the main reason for the failure of modern medicine, for the failure of the medical model, which does not address the cell. Your doctor, the medical model, the pharmaceutical model, the surgical model does not address the cell. It does not address the lack of energy to cell. It only focuses on test numbers and symptoms. And it's why anyone who understands bioelectricity laughs or cries at the utterly stupid practices and procedures the average doctor uses to deal with degenerative disease. In 100 years, they're going to look at the way medicine treats arthritis and treats osteoporosis and treats cardiac disease in the 21st and 20th and 19th centuries, and they're going to laugh. They're going to think it was stupid. Using beta blockers to shut down the heart, or Fosamax to shut down bone metabolism, or steroids to shut down the immune system, or permanently maiming people by removing their organs and glands to treat degenerative disease. Are you kidding me? This is why ambulatory medicine, outpatient medicine, is such a complete and utter failure. You want to be healthy, folks? Eat electricity. Eat electrically rich foods. Eat energetically rich foods. Use electrical supplements. Put electricity in your body. Electrically rich foods, energetically rich foods, taking energetic supplements are one of the best ways to amp up our own biological electricity. In the past few days, we told you about sprouts, we've told you about spirulina, we've told you about hyaluronic acid, all as electrically rich substances that should be used by everybody, but especially if you're dealing with some kind of degenerative disease. We talked about essential fatty acids for electrical energy. We talked about using Celtic sea salt to amp up electrical energy. And of course, one of the most, maybe the most electrically active biochemicals is that much demonized substance that the medical model is so obsessed with, cholesterol. Do you know cholesterol is super, super electrically charged? Remember our cell membrane, the outside part of the cell, how we talked about how it holds electrical energy, how we talked about how the outside part of the cell has a negative charge, it traps electrons. The cell membrane is holding large amounts of electrical energy. Well, guess what? That electrical energy is largely held in a complex, trapped in a combination of essential fatty acids and cholesterol and a third substance that may be one of the most important and functional and highly electrical nutritional supplements you could ever use. This is a substance we've talked about many times in this program, but we've never really addressed it as an electrical energy supplement. We've never really talked about the electrical properties of this stuff. It's a substance that's available as powder. You can get it in a liquid form at health food stores. It's a substance that's found in many foods, especially foods that we're supposed to not eat, by the way. It's really inexpensive. And in addition to being a major component of the electrical complex in cell membranes, this is a key substance for digestive health. And it may be one of the most important components of the body's immune system. This is a substance that we mention on the bright side pretty much every day, even though we really haven't explained it in much detail. And I'll tell you what that supplement is. I'll tell you what that substance is when we come back from our break. But let me just tell you now, this is something that if you're interested in keeping your immune system strong, if you're interested in keeping energy levels high in the body, and if you're interested in making sure that your liver and your digestive system are working appropriately, this is something that you want to be using on a daily basis, and I'll tell you what that is when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Our number is 855-660-4261. Got a couple lines open for you. It's first come, first serve, so try to get on board early. We're coming back with more good health information on The Bright Side right after this. Don't go away.
A little little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, April 18th, 2013. Gold opened today at $1,398.70. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,434.80, a half ounce for $717.42, or a quarter ounce for $358.71. That's $1,434.80, $717.42, and $358.71.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for being here, folks. If you like what you hear, it's Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central, and 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com, where you'll find a shopping cart with all the Youngevity products and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a Youngevity business and help spread the word about the importance and power of a good nutritional supplement program. You can also get archives at Ben Fuchs Archive, and there's a bunch of archive shows that are all labeled. My friend Peter in the UK took care of that. Thank you, Peter. Ben Fuchs Archive, or brightsideben.com. Our number today, 855-660-4261. We're talking about the electrical nature of the body, and we're specifically talking about an electrical supplement that may be one of the most important digestive supplements you could ever take. It's a component of cell membranes. It traps electrical energy. It's got super high electrical properties. It may be helpful for the immune system. Folks have used it to treat herpes, although there's no medical literature that supports it. It has been used anecdotally to treat herpes. It's certainly helpful for the immune system. It's wonderful. I'm sorry, for the digestive system. It's wonderful for the brain and for the nervous system. Yesterday we talked to a gal who wanted to know about lymphedema, which is when the lymph system breaks down, and lymph fluid, which is the body's transportation system for fatty vitamins and hormones and toxins, begins to leak into tissues. When the lymph system begins to break down, all kinds of biological havoc can be caused. Pretty much every degenerative disease you can name can be caused by some kind of lymphatic issue. We've talked in the past about physical movement for improving health, improving lymphatic health, walking up the stairs, getting a rebounder, using an exercise bike. Pretty much all physical activity is going to improve lymphatic circulation. Deep breathing can help. There's major lymphatic centers located in the chest and lung areas. And as it turns out, this next supplement, this super electrical supplement that I'm going to tell you about, can also be very helpful for improving lymphatic circulation as well. The supplement I'm talking about is lecithin. Lecithin is a key component of bile. Bile functions as a fat-dissolving soap when we eat foods and they pass through the stomach. One of the first liquids that the ground-up liquefied food is going to contact as it leaves your stomach, one of the first liquids it's going to contact is bile. Bile can be thought of as an oil-dissolving detergent, and bile helps release vitamins A, vitamins D, E, K. It helps release essential fatty acids, and it helps release many other non-vitamin-type nutrients, sun-protecting nutrients that are found in plants, skin-protecting nutrients that are found in plants, anti-cancer nutrients that are found in plants. So-called phytonutrients tend to be fatty, and they are released out of foods from bile. Countless health challenges. Actually, pretty much every single health challenge you can name can be related to a breakdown in the bile system. You're especially at risk for breakdowns in the bile system and subsequent deficiencies in vitamin A, E, D, and K, and EFAs and phytonutrients. If you've had your gallbladder taken out, if you had your liver, if you have a liver problem, if you have intestinal issues or pancreatic issues. In fact, if you have any degenerative health crisis that you're dealing with, you're pretty much best to assume that you have a bile problem and proceed from that point. Well, guess what? Lecithin is a key, maybe the key component in bile, and using lecithin supplementally is one of the all-time great ways to support your bile system and to support fat absorption. If you're dealing with gallstones in particular, taking a teaspoonful of lecithin or a half a teaspoonful of lecithin every day can be a very, very wise idea. And then there is the electrical nature of lecithin. Like cholesterol and like essential fatty acids, lecithin is highly, highly electrical. And this electrical nature of lecithin makes it extremely important for brain health and for the health of the nervous system. According to Dr. James Balch, who wrote the classic reference source, Prescription for Nutritional Healing. I have it on my reference desk. I refer to it all the time. Prescription for Nutritional Healing by Dr. James Balch. Dr. Balch says lecithin is a component of bile, and this means that it's a component of myelin. And myelin is that nerve cell insulation that breaks down when you have MS or other nervous system disorders. According to Dr. Balch, lecithin can improve neural conduction in the brain and throughout the body by helping us make myelin. That means benefits for memory. That means benefits if you have MS. That means benefits for thinking. That means it could be helpful for Alzheimer's disease, and of course also for nervous movement disorders like Parkinson's disease or Bell's palsy. Using supplemental lecithin may help improve some of the unpleasant effects that are associated with nervous system disorders, like things like numbness and tingling and pain. Lecithin levels tend to be lower in patients who have MS or patients who have nervous system disorders. And if you're dealing with mental health issues or emotional health issues, which, like all health challenges, have an electrical component too. Lecithin can be very helpful for these as well. Bipolar disorder, depression, anxiety. In the book, Our Electrical Emotions, wonderful book by Susie McComber. She writes about the importance of electrical conducting nutrients for dealing with all emotional health issues, including anxiety, depression, and bipolar disorder. And lecithin is also important for the liver. One of the key components of lecithin is something called choline. Choline may be the single most important nutrient you could ever take for your liver. Choline's been shown to reduce the impact of fatty liver disease, which affects nearly 100 million people in this country. Nearly one out of three folks is dealing with fatty liver disease, and choline is one of the best supplements you could ever take for fatty liver, and lecithin is a wonderful source of choline. Choline, by the way, is also very effective for helping control blood sugar, and a daily dose of lecithin, which contains choline, can be helpful for folks who are dealing with diabetes or prediabetes or any blood sugar issues. And because lecithin is a component of all cell membranes, because it's so important for fat absorption, in my humble opinion, half a teaspoonful of lecithin liquid taken after a fatty meal is probably a wise idea for anyone dealing with pretty much any kind of health challenge, especially digestive issues. In fact, lecithin is so important, so multifunctional, so inexpensive, so non-toxic, and such an important part of the construction of the body that even if you're symptom-free, even if you're relatively healthy, it's probably a good idea for everyone to be using a little bit of lecithin on a daily basis. Now, there's several ways that you can take lecithin. Lecithin comes in a liquid and it comes in a powder. The liquid is sort of pre-dissolved, but the liquid does tend to have a little bit of oil. I think about 10 or 15% of lecithin liquid is oil. The powder is a more concentrated form of lecithin. I prefer the oil because it's easier to use. But you can also take the powdered lecithin. You can get an 8-ounce bottle of soy lecithin, soy liquid lecithin for $8. Lasts you more than a month if you do half to one teaspoonful a day, which is a pretty standard dose. If you don't want to use supplemental lecithin, there's a lot of foods that contain lecithin. And if you don't want to use soy lecithin, which is understandable given all the problems with soy and soy oil, you can actually buy sunflower lecithin and rice lecithin as supplements. Or, of course, you can eat foods that contain lecithin. Eggs are one of nature's best sources of lecithin. If you needed yet another reason to use eggs on a daily basis, there it is for you. Egg lecithin, or eggs contain lecithin, and egg lecithin can be a wonderful way to boost your own natural electrical activity and your own natural lecithin, and to improve your digestive system as well, digestive health as well. Sprouts are a great source of lecithin. Pretty much all grains, all vegetables are going to have a certain amount of lecithin. All right, a couple more things I want to tell you about lecithin. We'll probably do that tomorrow, and then we'll go to our phones when we come back from our break. 855-660-4261 is our number. If you're on hold, hang tight. We'll get to you when we come back. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and we'll be back after this.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food
food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And a taste absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
On the bright side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Tomorrow I'm going to finish up telling you about lecithin, and we'll talk about one of these anecdotal reports, I guess you could say. There's a lot of folks using lecithin to treat this very interesting immune disorder, a viral disorder. I'll tell you what that is tomorrow. I got to tell you, it's anecdotal. It's not scientific, but it may be something that you want to think about if you're dealing with this very unpleasant immune system breakdown. I'll tell you what that is tomorrow as we continue talking about the electrical nature of health. Our number today, 855-660-4261. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, head over to brightsideben.com. Take a look at our shopping cart or click on the Join the Team link and start yourself a Longevity business and help spread the word about the power and the importance of a nutritional supplement program. Or you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. All right, first call of the day, Adam in Ohio. Welcome to the Bright Side. What's going on?
Hey, Ben. I am trying to dig up information for two individuals, one with fibromyalgia and one with lupus.
Okay.
Do you need to know any other?
Let me tell you about fibromyalgia first. Did you have something else you want to say? I'm sorry, Adam.
I just needed to know if you needed any other information than that.
They're super easy. Fibromyalgia is just a fancy way of saying pain in the muscles, pain in the muscle fibers. Pain in the muscle fibers. Fibromyalgia is nothing more than the symptoms of toxicity, toxins, poisons that are building up in muscles. When the body's having a hard time processing something, poisons will start to accumulate in the fluids, the blood, and the lymph. And as those poisons accumulate, they'll start to get dumped into various tissues of the body. One of the most common tissues that these poisons will get dumped in is muscle tissue. And fibromyalgia is the pain that appears in the body subsequent to the dumping out of toxins in the muscle. So what do you do for fibromyalgia? Well, number one, you got to eliminate the flow of toxicity that's getting into the body. Of course, that means foods. Change the way you eat. Number two, support the digestive system. That means probiotics. That means glutamine powder, perhaps zinc. I haven't talked about zinc carnosine too much, but there's a really neat form of zinc, zinc carnosine, and that's C-A-R-N-O-S, as in Sam, I-N-E, that can be helpful for digestive problems. Anything you can do to support the digestive system is going to improve fibromyalgia, especially those probiotics. Probiotics are wonderful for dealing with the toxins that form in the blood subsequent to digestive problems. It turns out that most fibromyalgia patients are women, and thus the importance of balancing out estrogen. Using progesterone cream can be helpful for dealing with fibromyalgia, and using vitamin A, which is a wonderful way to help balance out estrogen and help prevent some of the toxicity associated with excess estrogen, using vitamin A supplements can also be helpful for dealing with fibromyalgia. Same is true for the other fatty vitamins. Vitamin E can be helpful for dealing with fibromyalgia. Vitamin D can be helpful for dealing with fibromyalgia, and the best way to get your vitamin D is from the sun. Making sure that you're processing your fats and absorbing your fats is also a very key strategy for dealing with fibromyalgia. We talked about lecithin in the first half of the program. Lecithin is very important for helping the body process fats. Anything you can do to support liver health, choline can be helpful for helping the body process fats. Using glutathione building supplements can also be helpful for fibromyalgia. Glutathione is the body's major detoxifying substance. Glutathione is made up of three basic amino acids. It's a tripeptide: glutamine, cysteine, and glycine. I think the third one is glycine. I should look that one up, but pretty sure it's glycine. Glutamine and cysteine, in any case, are the two major ones. And I'm pretty sure the third amino acid in glutathione is glycine. You get all that in whey powder. You can use glutamine as a supplement. And you can also take N-acetylcysteine, which is a wonderful way to help build your own glutathione. And then sulfur and selenium are two very important minerals for helping build glutathione and support glutathione activity. Using MSM sulfur can be helpful for fibromyalgia. Around 1,000 milligrams a day, and selenium is pretty much a must-have for any kind of immune or toxicity disorders, around 400 micrograms a day of selenium. Interesting story I saw today about selenium. The FDA is now requiring requiring that infant formulas have a little bit of selenium in there. Selenium is super important for the immune system. As far as lupus goes, lupus is a classic autoimmune disease. Whenever you have an autoimmune disease, once again, think digestion. Especially those compounds, those molecules that are found in plants that we call lectins, gluten being a classic lectin. Avoiding anything that triggers a digestive response, like digestive discomfort, diarrhea, or bowel movement problems, gas, bloating, that kind of thing, heartburn. Those are things you want to avoid if you have lupus. Vitamin C is very important for helping boost the immune system if you're dealing with any immune disorders. Same with zinc. 50 milligrams of zinc picolinate, around 1,000 to 5,000. Milligrams a day of vitamin C. Use this. Have anybody with an autoimmune issue, just get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's not going to give you absolutely everything you need, but it's going to give you a lot of stuff, including selenium and vitamin C and the B complex and vitamin A. And it's a nice all around, well-rounded nutritional supplement. But lupus is an autoimmune disorder. Whenever you have an autoimmune disorder, focus on the digestive system, much like your other friend with the fibromyalgia. Probiotics, glutamine powder, essential fatty fatty acids, perhaps zinc carnosine, Z-radical, which is wonderful for digestive health, glucogel caps, which are wonderful for digestive health, apple cider vinegar, which is wonderful for digestive health, and of course the ultimate enzymes, digestive enzymes. Digestive enzymes, as we said many times on the program, not only are great for helping you process food, not only great for helping you get the nutrients that you need out of food, but they're also anti-inflammatory and they can have some pain-relieving properties. So taking your ultimate enzymes on an empty stomach for your lupus friend and for your fibromyalgia friend can give them some nice anti-inflammatory benefits in addition to taking them on a with meals to help them process and digest their food. Is that helpful, Adam?
Yeah, sounds great. Thank you, Ben.
Good deal. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it. Moving on, let's go to Bob in South Carolina. What's up, Bob?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've got problems with type 2 diabetes, and I've got two things I need to talk to you about it.
Okay.
I had blood work done last week. My A1C was 8.2, so it's
okay.
Off the charts.
All right.
And the other thing that I'm really concerned about is that my creatine was 1.80.
All right, well, you know, those numbers are not definitely not good, but generally speaking, you can just assume if you've got type 2 diabetes, you said?
Type 2
diabetes. If you have type 2 diabetes, that's a sign of long-term breakdown. Nobody has type 2 diabetes when they come out of the womb. Nobody has type 2 diabetes when they're kids. I shouldn't say that because these days people are getting type 2 diabetes when they're younger and younger. But for the most part, type 2 diabetes is a sign of long-term breakdown in the body. It takes years for this thing to show up. So what you want to do when you have type 2 diabetes is you want to treat it as a classic degenerative disease, and you want to focus on the blood sugar system. And there's so many different ways you can do this. First of all, as always, with all degenerative disease, Bob, you want to focus on digestive health and digestive wellness. Now, this isn't going to attack the blood sugar problem directly, but it can go a long way towards helping the body regenerate and rebuild. Hang tight, because we'll finish this up when we come back from our break, and we'll take Catherine, Maureen, Mario as well. So hang on. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Got a couple lines open for you. 855-660-4261. We're coming back at you with more good health information right after this. Do not go away.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
We
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
On the bright side, I'm Pharmacist Dan. We're talking to Bob in South Carolina. Bob, you there, bro?
Yes, sir.
All right, so you got some creatinine problems, you got some A1C problems. Your A1C is a sign that your body is, that your hemoglobin is candying. It's turning into caramel. It's glycating. And that's one of the things that happens when we have diabetes is our blood sugar gets so, our blood sugar levels get so high that our cells start to become candy-like. They caramelize. And that's what an A1C test is. Creatinine is a measurement of kidney function. Both of those numbers are not good, as I'm sure you know. So here's a couple ideas for you. Number one, focus on digestive health. Always, 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 no matter what your health condition is, no matter what your health challenge is, start off by focusing on digestive health. Now, diabetes is an eating disease. It's an eating disorder. So the digestive link is very important. Steer yourself into eating more protein and away from the insulin-spiking foods, whey protein, egg protein, even fish and meat protein. Any kind of protein is going to help you stay away from those fast-burning carbs that can mess up your blood sugar. Probiotics, of course, they're always a must-have for all digestive health issues. More specifically for the diabetes, the B-complex is probably the most, well, I don't want to say the most, but it's one of the most important groups of vitamins. All the B-complex, but especially thiamine and niacin, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a great way to get your B vitamins. Minerals like chromium and vanadium and zinc are very important for diabetes. Chromium, vanadium are in the sweeties. You'll have to get some zinc at a health food store. 50 milligrams of zinc picolinate. Balance off your zinc with copper. We talked earlier about choline. Choline is very important for liver health, and it can also be important for diabetes. Maybe 400 or 500 milligrams of choline a day. Magnesium, very, very important for the blood sugar system. Around 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of magnesium a day. Selenium is also very important for blood sugar control. And I would be using anywhere from 200 to 400 micrograms of selenium on a daily basis. The creatinine, that your creatinine issues sound a little bit troubling, and for a couple of reasons. Number one, the kidneys obviously are critical for good health, and if your creatinine numbers are that high, and diabetes and kidney disease are interconnected, it sounds like you have some kidney problems going on there, and that is a little bit troubling. For the kidneys, you want to make sure that you're getting enough electrolytes, potassium and chloride and sodium and magnesium and calcium. These are electrically active minerals, technically called electrolytes. You can get those in veggie juices. You can get those in veggie soups. You can find those in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Ultimate Classic. Longevity products tend to be very high in these electrolytes, and I would really be focusing on electrolytes with your very high creatinine clearance, with your creatinine clearance issues there. And then also vitamin D. The kidney activates vitamin D. That's something that a lot of folks don't realize, that even if you're taking a vitamin D supplement, vitamin D needs to be activated for it to work effectively in the body. It has to be turned on, in essence. And vitamin D is activated in the kidneys. If you're dealing with kidney problems, then you may have a problem with vitamin D. So you want to make sure that you're getting vitamin D from the sun. You want to make sure that you're getting vitamin D in supplemental fashion. And then also you want to make sure that you're getting enough calcium, because vitamin D helps regulate calcium balance in the body. So maybe 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of calcium a day might be helpful for you as well. So long story short, focus on the digestive system, focus on using more protein, and focus on taking in nutrients that help the body process sugar, as well as making sure that you're getting enough calcium and perhaps even supplementing with a little bit of vitamin D. And then a couple other miscellaneous herbs that might be helpful for you for dealing with the kidney problems, and that is the most troubling of of the numbers that you talked about, your kidney problems. That would be the most troubling to me. Beet juice or beets can be helpful for the kidneys. Fiber can also be helpful for helping keep the kidneys clear. Parsley can also be good for the kidneys. There's a few other herbs and plants, plant materials, vegetable materials that you can use to help the kidneys. But that's what I would be focusing on. And keep in mind that diabetes is largely an eating disorder. Changing the way you eat, in addition to getting on a good nutritional supplement program, can go a long way towards helping you deal with diabetes. And thank you so much for your call, Bob. Appreciate it. Moving on to New Jersey. What's up, Mario? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Ben?
How's it going?
Good. My mom just called me with her lab results.
Okay.
And she's got, her cholesterol was 300. It's down to like 280 now.
What's she doing?
She was taking niacin, and she's on the Healthy Start Pack, but okay. I'll give you exact numbers.
I don't need the exact numbers. Those are still pretty. Cholesterol numbers don't interest me. I want to know understand what her symptoms are. I'm not interested in her numbers, but what are her symptoms? What's going on in the body?
So I have 300.
Okay, but what's going on in her body? What are we trying to deal with here?
Well, she really just lowered her numbers because she's not feeling like anything's wrong with her, but, the doctor's telling her her triglycerides are too high, they're 300.
Well, I don't pay any attention to numbers. I want to know how she's feeling. I want to know what her blood pressure is like. I want to know if she's got any palpitations, if she's got any weight issues, digestive problems. Those are the kind of things that count. The numbers and the diagnostics really don't matter as much as the symptoms. What's happening literally in the body? Is she in perfect health otherwise?
I called you that one time. She has ringing in her ear, so you know it's inflammation. So that's
exactly
what we're obviously dealing with.
All right. That's what you want to focus on. Ringing in the ears, by the way, doesn't happen in a vacuum. There's other things going on if she's got ringing in the ears, but you're right on, buddy. Ringing in the ears is a sign that there's some inflammation going on, and inflammation means the immune system. And the immune system is the defense system, and if the defense system is activated, that means something is getting into the body. And there's only a couple of ways that can happen. I'm not going to bore you with the three ways that things get into the body. Most important is to focus on the digestive system when there's inflammation. These cholesterol numbers and these triglyceride numbers, they're really meaningless. Nobody really knows what a good cholesterol number is or what a good triglyceride number is. These are all based on statistics. You know the three kinds of lies, Mario? Did you ever hear that? The three lies? Did you ever hear anybody tell you about the three lies? Here's the three lies for you. There's three kind of lies. There's lies, there's damn lies, and there's statistics. And those are the three kind of lies. And all those diagnostic numbers, cholesterol numbers, and triglyceride numbers are based on statistics, and I really don't pay much attention to them. What I want to hear about is symptoms. If she's got ringing in the ears, chances are there's something that's getting into the body that's activating the immune system, and that always means focusing on digestive health and digestive wellness. And Mario, if she's a good paisan like you are, my friend, chances are she likes that pasta and the lasagna and the ravioli, no?
The pasta, she cut the pasta. You know what her problem is? She likes bread. That's her problem.
Same deal. Same deal. Get her on some protein. Get her on some whey protein, Mario. And get her on essential fatty acids. The best way to wean yourself off of bread and wean yourself off of pasta and wean yourself off of the insulin-spiking foods is more protein and more essential fatty acids. I hate having to use willpower. It's really tough to do, especially for older folks who have been eating bread all their lives. It's almost impossible. But if you steer yourself into more protein and steer yourself into more essential fatty acids, as well as the micronutrients, it's going to be so much easier to get yourself off the bread and the pasta and all the insulin-spiking foods. Thanks for calling, Mario. Got to move on. God bless, buddy. Appreciate your call. All right, let's see. To Maureen in California. What's going on, Maureen?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm calling for my husband. He's been having problems with breathing.
I'm sorry, with what?
Breathing.
I'm not hearing you, ma'am. So say that one more time.
He had problems with breathing.
Breathing?
Yes.
Okay.
He has trouble. He get up in the middle of the night. He has, because he cannot lie down and sleep, he has to get up and wake up, and breathing. And we went to see the doctor. The doctor seen nothing wrong with him. And
okay.
We gave him a blood test. His blood test showed that his kidney is a little high and the cholesterol is high.
Okay. Well, that wouldn't affect his breathing. His breathing problems, if they happen suddenly like that, are a sign that the immune system has been activated. Is it the kind of thing like he's breathing fine and then all of a sudden he's not? Or he's sleeping fine and all of a sudden he gets up real quick, he's not breathing correctly?
No, he's pretty good, for 6, 7 hours, no problem, working. And all of a sudden he'd be moving around a little bit or he'd pick up something from the floor.
Yeah.
His heart would beat really fast. And it's,
okay. Got it. Does he have problems when he stands up quickly or when he moves his body quickly? Does he get dizzy or woozy or anything like that?
No, he doesn't get dizzy. But he has to rest. Even he brushes his teeth, if he moves around with his washes his face, he has to stop a little bit before he catches up his breath and he's okay after a while.
Does he smoke or anything? Is he a smoker?
No, he does.
Did the doctor say anything about COPD?
I don't know what's the OPD.
Okay, Maureen, you know what? We're out of time, ma'am. I'm having a hard time understanding you, but can you call back tomorrow? We can cover this tomorrow. I'd like to talk to you a little bit more in depth. Can you do that for us? Call back tomorrow. I'll put you first up because we're out of time.
Okay, what time is it good to call? Because every time I call you, your line's always busy.
I know. You got to call first thing. The lines fill up real quickly. I'm sorry, Maureen. Call first thing in the morning. Call 9 o'clock Mountain Time and say, Maureen from California, I'll put you up first. Thank you so much, Maureen. I appreciate your call, and I hate to do that to you, but we just run out of time so quickly on the bright side. Thank you, guys. Appreciate all the listeners, all you listeners, all my fine letter writers, all the compliments and fine words. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I am Pharmacist Ben. You've been listening to the Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best durable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com.
discount includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.